The scripture selected for this day are evocative, powerful, and intense. They are all based on one theme. Satan tempted Adam and Eve and Jesus. Adam and Eve yielded their will to the tempter, and Jesus submitted his will to God. The creation story is shrouded in many questions the text doesn't address. Yet there is a message of hope for us. Most people take the creation story at face value. The story sounds like a movie script, and more so as we try to narrate it to children, especially as they tell their versions using legendary stories they know. Indeed, several bodies of stories of mythological legends from different cultures exist. And like the fall and redemption script, the hero rescues the victims from the bad guy. However, unlike the mythological stories, we still are part of the Genesis story. Satan defeats Adam and Eve. They are afraid, hide from God, and blame others. From here on, childbearing becomes painful, and a woman's relationship with her husband will always be a struggle. God curses the ground so that only with great toil and sweat do we pry from it the very food we must have to survive. And then we age, our bodies rot and return to the mud. It is not that the creation story is believable. The story is credible because it describes us and tells the truth about humanity. In our unique ways, we are a mirror image of Adam and Eve. We are forced to decide what to do with something that looks good, seems perfect, tastes excellent, and is popular. All the things we intentionally or unintentionally choose are in those categories. From Adam and Eve's story, we learn there are consequences to our choices. When Adam and Eve disobeyed, they put God to the test, and nothing else worked after that. As sad as are the physical consequences of sin, the spiritual reality is far more frightening. We are naturally sinful. We cannot exempt ourselves because of our weaknesses. In the gospel, Satan appears to Jesus at his weakest point after 40 days of fasting. Satan never appears in his true form. His craftiness means he disguises himself using good and bad things to tempt us to rebel against God and destroy ourselves. He lies, deceives, and his power is far greater than we hope to resist. That's why we cannot redeem ourselves. We need a savior who stands between God and us. So, the message in these two stories is to warn us. We must stay alert, be more assertive, and develop spiritual habits. Over time, we have come to trust that Lent is an excellent opportunity to exercise some of our spiritual habits. At the same time, we must be careful of thinking we can fast for 40 days and use what we have developed spiritually to escape our situations temporarily. That will miss the point of spiritual growth and make us forget or misunderstand spirituality. As we celebrate the Holy Communion today and every day, we will come to celebrate the victory Jesus won by dying on our behalf. And by his death and resurrection, we live under grace. The biggest threat is facing our readiness to accept this message of hope. Amen.